Okay. Just take a chumash and you took a chumash. Great. Okay. In Parshas Vayetze, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, I'd like to read a series of psukim. And again, as I generally do, first introduce the background to the issue that the Ramban and other Rishonim are challenged by. The Torah says in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, as you know, preceding that, we have the marriage of Yaakov Avinu. He works for Rachel. And then, of course, Laban dupes him, and instead of Rachel we have Leah. And so the Torah tells us that when Yaakov in fact becomes aware of the fact that it's Leah, that's in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Chafei, Vayiva Boker Vinehi Zeleah Vinehi Leah Vayomer Laban, he tells Laban, Mazal Sosisali, why did you do this? Hello Rachel Avadati Imach, I worked for Rachel Laban Misani, why did you dupe me, why did you cheat me? Vayomer Laban Lo Yasechenim Kameinu, that's not the derech. And he tells Yaakov, work for another 7 years, and then you'll be able to marry Rachel, that of course was the one that he was interested in. And the Torah says, Vayas Yaakov Kain Pasuk Chafches, Vayimali Shuazos, Vayitelos, Rachel Bito Lo Leisha. Now in the beginning of Perek, Lamed Pasuk Aleph. It's on page 70 in the pagination that I have. Bateru Rachel Kilo Yadu Yaakov, because in the meanwhile, in the interim, right before this, the Torah describes the fact that he loved Rachel more than Leah, and Leah now begins to give birth to children. She gives birth to Reuven, a second child that of course she called Shimon, a third child is called Levi, a fourth child that's called Yehuda, and meanwhile Rachel is barren. Bateri Rachel ki lo yaldu liYaakov, batikani Rachel ba'achosa. So Rachel is jealous of her sister. Batomrel Yaakov, she tells Yaakov, Havali banim. Look at the language. Give me children.
Very many.
V'yim ayin, and if not, Mesa Anochi. I'm going to die. Or I'm as good as dead. Rather, strong language on the part of Rachel. What is the response of Yaakov? Vayicharaf Yaakov Berachel. Yaakov becomes incensed, indignant, demonstrates anger, and what does he say to her? Vayomer, Hasachas Elokim Anochi. What am I, in place of God? Ashemana Mimech Privaten? That you're not able to have children? What am I, the one who's directing traffic over here? Vatomer, so then she opines, Hine amasi bilha boi leha. Here, my maidservant Bilha, live with her, betailed al birkai, vibana gamanachim imen, I will rebuild through her. Pasuk dala, vatita loz bilha shivchas alisha, vayaber leha Yaakov, and then the Torah describes that Bilha was able to give birth, she gave birth to a child that's called Dan, and then she gives birth to a second child that's called Naphtali, and meanwhile Leah sees what's happening. So she then proceeds to go and give her Shivcha Zilpa to Yaakov, and then Gad is born as a result of that, and then Asher is born, and that's more or less the overview of what's happening here in the beginning of Perek Lamed. There are many questions that I would like to pose on this chapter. Question number one, if I'm not mistaken, just a little bit before this, and we actually just read the Psukim a few moments ago, namely at the end of Perek Chavtes, Yaakov Avinu works for Rachel how many years? 7 years. And the night of the Chasana, our good friend Laban, who is full of himself and full of deceit, saturated with deception. What does he do? He fools Yaakov Avinu, and instead, Vahi Baboker, behold, Pasuk Chafei, Vihinei, instead of marrying Rachel, he discovers it's somebody else, it's Leah. That's in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Chafei. Of course, he tells Lavan, notice how he, the Torah describes it, Pasuk Chafei, Vayomer Lavan, he tells Lavan, Mazos Asisali, why did you do this to me? Hello, Rachel, about a team. Rachel, I worked for Rachel. Why did you do me? And we know the Chazal, but Chazal tell us that Rachel, she did not want her sister to be embarrassed. She gave her the simanim. As a result, Yaakov was not able to discover her true identity. Trust me, had someone pulled this kind of stunt on me, after working 7 years for my beau, BEAU, as opposed to bow and arrow, and as opposed to other kinds of the ship's bow, and other types of, shall we say, similar language, what would my reaction have been? And what would your reaction have been? Certainly, minimally one of anger, and maximally, probably you would have pulverized the chap and cut him into 12 pieces and send him on to all the shittis. I cannot imagine anything less than that. And yet, has the Torah described, he worked 7 years, and behold, in the morning he discovers Vihinei. As Rashbam always points out, Vihinei means, wow, what a surprise. Instead of Rachel, the one I, shall we say, worked for, here I have someone else in tow. And what does he say? Bayom Re'alava, calmly, composed. Why did you do this to me? I worked for Rachel. Why did you do me? Lover's response. That's not the minhag hamakom. Or, to put it in Lavan kind of terminology, the minhag hamakom here is to be as deceitful as one can possibly be. That's the minhag hamakom. Of course, he, shall we say, couches it in other kind of terminology, that we don't go ahead and give the younger one before the older one. What is astounding? That Yaakov Avinu responds with equanimity, with composure, without becoming indignant, without losing his cool, nice and chilled out from every perspective, and yet in Opsukim, getting a Paraglamid, Rachel, who married Yaakov Avinu, who gave over the simanim to her sister, who waited another 7 years, 14 years, sach hakol, 7 plus 7, high mathematics, and she asked Yaakov Avinu, havli banim v'yamayim mesa anochi, give me children, otherwise I'm going to die. And right away Yaakov becomes indignant. You hear the question? I'm taken aback by this indignant kind of reaction on the part of Yaakov Avinu. And he answers her with Charifus. Hasachas Elokim Anochi. Hashemana Mimech. Rashi is a famous Rashi over here. Rashi says that Rachel basically told Yaakov, Havali v'chikach osa avicha li'imecha. Is this what your father did to your mother? You remember? You, of course you remember. Beginning of last week's parasha. Vayeta Yitzhak Lashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Yakorahi. What did he do? He davened. He prayed to the Almighty. Vayyosel Lo Hashem Batar Rivka Ishto. So what did she say to him? Rachel to Yaakov. Your father davened for your mother. For goodness sakes, can you daven for me? And what does he say? Hasachas Elokim Anochi. Am I in place of God? And Rashi goes further. Hashemana Mimech, says Rashi, Atomer, as you say, She'ese Ka'aba, Ani Eini Ka'aba. I'm not like my father. Abba lo hayu lo banim. My father had no children. So of course he davened. Ani? I got other wives. Geshli banim. Pilei plonim. Mimech manav lo mimeni. You know what the problem is? You. You're the problem. Not me. Mind boggling. So Chazal, take Yaakov Avinu to task, as you'll see in a moment. And I will first point out to you a medrash that the Ramban quotes. Take a look at the Ramban now. The Perek Lamim. You should have in front of you both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Chai. But we'll start with the Ramban. In Perek Lamim, Pasuk Aleph. First the Ramban refers to Rashi. Amram Mefarshim, the Mefarshim say, it's called Rashi the Ibn Ezra, she asked Yaakov, her husband, daven for me. That's the least that a husband could do for his wife. Daven for her. Be in mind, Mesa Anochi, Lashon Rashi. Otherwise, I'm as good as dead, or I may as well die. And Rashi, that the Ramban cites, and the Ramban continues, Shemi Shein Lobanim Chashu Kumeis. That's the famous Chazal. Someone who has no children, Rachman Litzan, God forbid, is considered to be as if they are dead. Ruhu Medrash Rabbah saying that. That's a Medrash of Chazal. Continues the Ramban. Vani Toma. Ramban says, I am astounded. Im Kein Lama Charapo. Why is he becoming indignant? Why is he getting angry, Yaakov Avinu? But Lama Amar, why did he say, Asachas Elokim Anochi? Am I in place of God? Vishomea el tzadikim Hashem. That's a pasuk in Tehillim, as Rav Shevel quotes on the bottom. Hashem listens to the tefillos of tzadikim. Umashoma, that which Yaakov Avinu said, Abba lo hayu lo banim. My father had no children. Ani yesh li banim. I have children. So I'm sitting pretty. Mimech monai. You're the problem. Mimeni lo monai. Hashem didn't stop me from having children. I have children. In my other wives. Says the Ramban, that which Yaakov Avinu said, "V'chi a tzadikim einam mispalvim biyaracherim." What? A tzadik can't daven for someone else. And we're not talking about someone else. Who are we talking about? His spice, his beloved spice, spouse, spice. V'hine, Ramban goes on to say, "Eliyahu ve'Elisha," that we are aware. Of the Psukim in Tanakh, Eliyahu Hanavi, in Melachim Aleph, he brings it there, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Aleph, and Elisha, in Melachim Beis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Gimel, he's followed by Noshim Nochrios. They daven even for whom? For Noshim Nochrios! Strange women, foreign women! Pili ploy. So the Rabban now makes the following statement, he quotes the Medrash Chazal, but Chazal, take Yaakov Avinu to task. What did Chazal do? They jumped on Yaakov Avinu. This is one of the most unbelievably trenchant lines that you'll see in Chazal. It says in the Medrash, when Yaakov reacted this way to his wife Rachel, Hashem said, Kach onin esamukos? That's how you answer, that's how you respond to women who are in a state of stress, who are in agony, who are stressed out. What do you tell them? It's your problem, not mine. Pilei ploy. Chayecha, says the Medrash, Shebanecha asidim lama lefnei bano. Your children are going to, in effect, stand before her son. What is that a reference to? So you look in Chumash. In Perek Nun, that we are familiar with. Look at Perek Nun towards the end of Sefer Bereishis, of course. Perek Nun, Pasuk Yudches, the end of Vayechi. When the brothers actually, this is after Yaakov Avinu dies. And that's when they fabricate, by the way, what seems to be something which is, shall we say, a untruth. As I'm reading page 125, Perek Nun. Starting with Tesvav. They see that their father died. By Yom Luis, the man of Yosef, they were frightened that now, okay, as long as Yaakov was still alive, so obviously he was able to maintain the equanimity between them. But now their frightened fear was, once Yaakov died, What is going to happen? All the, shall we say, primal fears of the Mechira, that Yosef was sold into slavery. They sold it. They sold the brother to slavery. All that, once again, is going to, shall we say, come to the fore. So they were frightened. By the way, Derech Agav, this is a very famous Machlokes of Rishonim. I assume you may have encountered it at one time or another. Was Yaakov aware at any point in time of what exactly happened? Aside from the story that they told him, Torov Taraf Yosef, that he was devoured by some wild beast. It's a big Machlokes of Rishonim.
That's why he didn't get over Yosef.
Okay, there are Rayas Lakan Lakan. That's a fascinating topic. If you remind me, if we're still here and you're still here, it's Hashem. All of us should be here. I would like to discuss that. This is a very favorite topic, and the Ramban has what to say about it as well. And there are Rayas, there are Chochas that Danny mentioned. Lakan Lakan. Let me just finish this point here. By Tzabul Yosef Leimos, what did they do? They fibbed. They told Yosef, Avicha Tzibul Leimos Leimi, your father issued the following blessing in the Testament. It's not true. That tell Yosef, yes, we were, unfortunately and tragically, we did something that was not appropriate, that was evil, and you should forgive us. And now he's the pasuk the Rabban refers to. The brothers came, they prostrated themselves before him. They said, we will be your servants. Don't worry, don't be afraid. Ki asachas Elokim ani. This term is used twice in Sefer Bereishis. Once here by Yosef, and once with Ebenezer Yaakov Avinu. But the Ramban, going back to the Ramban, so the Ramban says here that because Yaakov Avinu answered, responded to his wife in a fashion that was absolutely unconscionable, that's the way you respond to a woman who's in agony, who's stressed out, your own wife, your sons are going to stand before her. I'll continue the Ramban, just one second. The Alder Chapshat, Chazal say, Omer Rachel Yaakov, Rachel said to Yaakov, She'itel Abani, give me children. Ubem is daito leimor, what was her intention? She is follow all that. That he should have it for her. Abel, she is follow all that. She'itel Abani, I'll call Pani, be mine, she'tomis, that's a mitzar. But the implication of what she said was, okay, you'll daven till I have children, at least, and otherwise I'll kill myself. Merov tzar, from pain, Dibra Shaloka Hogan Bikinasa. That was not appropriate either. She also spoke in a fashion that was inappropriate. The Chashra, she thought, Kibi Abba so also, her husband loves her. What does any good husband who loves his wife do? Yisana Yaakov, what will he do? He'll fast. He'll put on sackcloth. That's what she expected, which of course is a reasonable expectation of a wife to have of a tzaddik like Yaakov Avinu. So we see that Chazal take him to task and take her to task. And in general, the Gemara says, and Chazal actually speak about this idea, that when someone is in tsar, in general, one has to be extremely careful how one speaks to a person who's in tsar. Someone who's in pain, someone who is suffering, someone who underwent massive, shall we say, downfall, whatever downfall it may be, whether it's an economic downfall, an emotional downfall, or something else plagues the person, how do you speak to such a person? There's a way to talk to him. From time to time, you meet people who are, I'll call them balmy, calm kind of personalities. And all of a sudden, these people start screaming, which is out of the blue. Very uncharacteristic of their persona. So there are two ways to react. One way is to scream back at them, but the more appropriate fashion would be to, what exactly is bothering that fellow? Somehow he is acting in a fashion which he never acted before. It's something which is, as I said, out of character for him. So one has to be very sensitive to people's tsar. I'll just show you an example, if you don't mind, in the Sefer Bamidbar. It's something that you're familiar with. If you have, you can just for a moment turn to Bamidbar, to the Parsha Bilam. It's a very well-known Parsha. It happens to be a Medrash Vayigash. But the Medrash Vayigash relates to Psukim that are found over here in the context of Sefer Bamidbar. The Torah tells us the story of Bilam, and as we know, and his donkey. Yes, it's in Parshas Bala, correct. In Perek Beis, in the Pasuk, let's start reading from Pasuk of Aleph, page 396, 397. You have it? Vayachem Bilam Baboker, Vayachem Moshe Sasono, Vayachem Sari Moab, Bilam sells his own donkey. By the way, Psukim here, those who are familiar with the Psukim know that many Psukim parallel those of Avraham Avinu. He also sells his donkey, goes of course to carry out the Akedah. Bilam goes to carry out also an Akedah, the Akedah of Klal Yisrael, to deal with the Jewish problem, if you will. Vayichaf Avel Kim Ki Holechu, Hashem is furious that he is going because he told him not to. Vayisatzei Malach Hashem Baderach HaSatan, though the Malach now is in front of him. Who Rochev Al Asona, Ushnei Nor Avimo, by the way, who else goes on a donkey and has accompanied by two Norim, Avraham Avinu, many parallels, of course, they're coming from different directions. Chazal already pointed this out many times. Vater Hasan is Malach Hashem Yitzah Baderach. So now the donkey sees the Malach Hashem. Who does not see the Malach Hashem? Bilam. Who does see the Malach Hashem? No. The donkey. V'chaber shluchu b'yado. And guess what? He has a sword in his hand. Vateta Hasan b'naderach. So quickly, she does not want to, shall we say, run interference for him when there's a sword right in front of her. Sword of Damocles, if you will. And so what does she do? She moves aside, veers aside. Vayach Bilam asasa nato sadarach. What does he do? He quickly, she gets a whopping. Vayam amalach Hashem b'vishal akrobim. So he stands there. God there mizeh, but God there mizeh. Again, vater asa is malach Hashem. She sees the malach in front of her. Vatilach etzel akir. What is she compelled to do? To basically, literally, she's almost pushed against the wall, but Tilchatz has regular Bilam Alakir, and she decides to take the regular Bilam with her. And what does he do? Nacha whopping! Vayosev Lakesa. Vayosev Malach Hashem Avor. Vayab Makom Tzor. There is such a narrow straits over there. Hashem Yedach Lintos Yamun Esmol. You can't move left or right. Vater Aser is Malach Hashem, and she doesn't know what to do. It says again and again and again. What does she do? Vater Bats Tachas Bilam. She simply collapses on the spot. She, as you would say in very simple terminology, plops down on the floor. Vayicha Bilam, he becomes even more indignant. Vayaches Asim Vamakel. Till now he was beating her. Now he decides to take a stick and beat her. What happens? Vayiftach Hashem is Piyasa. The Asa begins to speak. Vatom the Bilam, Mel Sisil Chakiki, son of Zeshalosh Regolim. What did I do to you? By the way, you know, it's like a regular kind of thing where my donkey speaks to me. You made fun of me. Had I had a sword, I'd run it right through you. I would kill you. She responds, I am your beloved donkey that you have essentially utilized me as the mode of transportation from the time that you are a little silly billy to today. Haskein iskanti lasos lechako? Did I ever demonstrate disloyalty to you? Ayomelo? No, you are a very loyal, fine donkey. And then Vayigal Hashem Haseinei Bilam, he realized, wow, there's a Malach Hashem over here. That's why I can't move. Chazal had a field day with these psukim. When the Asan said, Haskein Niskanti, is this my teva? To do terrible things to you? That's not my derech. I was your loyal servant, says the Asan, for years and years and years. So obviously, why am I behaving the way I'm behaving? Because obviously something is amiss. And you should clearly recognize that. And I can't control it. So when a person is in stress, in agony, one has to try to find out what exactly what is the nature of his ailment? What's bothering them? I want to show you a third place, which also to me is striking as well. If you remember, at the end of the Pasha, look at the end of the Pasha, back to our Pasha. And here's again, all this is in order to accentuate the reaction of Yaakov over here when Rachel demands that he give her children. I'm just trying to show you other situations where you don't see Yaakov reacting as one would have expected him to react. There comes a point in time where Yaakov Avinu meets with his wives and he realizes Lavan is in Perek Lamed Aleph. Just look at Perek Lamed Aleph for a second. Pasuk Beis. Vayar Yaakov es b'nei Lavan v'nei nenu imo kismol shilshom. Lavan, shall we say, you can tell from a person's physiognomy where they're holding. The Gemara says, Chachmas Adam Tori Panov and Chachmas Apatzuf. We examine people generally, how do they, shall we say, demonstrate their feelings towards another person with their facial features, with their facial expressions, correct? With all kinds of physical and facial gestures as well. So Yaakov sees that Lavan is not exactly on the same map as he was till now. Pasuk Beis. And therefore Hashem appears to Yaakov and tells him to go back to Eretz Yisrael, I'll be with you. Yaakov calls Rachel and Leah for a confab in the fields. Pasuk Dalet. Vayomalem Pasuk Hei. Ro'a anochis b'nei avichem. I see k'enenu alaik is mel shilshon. He's not the way he, shall we say, was formerly to me. He's changed his approach. And he's also duped me and fooled me so many times, but Hashem protected me. And I continue. A malach came to me, and he tells his wives that we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Pasuk Yudalit. Batan Rachel Balea Matamanu Ha'od Lanu Chelik Benachla Ve'Savinu. Well, we're just going to simply leave our family homestead, and we will be disinherited? Don't we also deserve Chelik Benachla? We're like hired hands. All the, shall we say, possessions and property, we also have a chelik in it. But whatever Hashem says, we'll do. So what does Yaakov do? Yaakov, as the Torah goes on to describe, Pasuk Chaf, he runs for his life. He simply, in the middle of the night, he flees, gets out of there. Vayigdo Yaakov slay love and harami. He doesn't tell him kibarechu. Vayibachu b'chol hashelo. He crosses the nahar. And the third day, Laban discovers that Yaakov ran, and he quickly is a chase. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and he catches him after 7 days. Of course, Hashem appears to Laban b'chalom. I'll add just 1 second. Vayomalo hishonachad. Don't you dare touch a hair on Yaakov's body. And finally, he catches up to him. And then, of course, he gives him this whole Musa Shmuz and Chavav. What did you do? You got of you, namely Gnevas Das. You stole my children. You kidnapped them. You hijacked them. And you, shall we say, ran out in the middle of the night. And had I known that you wanted to leave, I would have, shall we say, accompanied you with a 7-piece orchestra. Part of his, shall we say, overall deceptive tendencies. So what does Yaakov do? Yaakov said that, I was worried, I was afraid, maybe you'd steal my daughters. And then the story of the Trophim. And after that, where Laban said, you stole my Trophim, my idols, and Rachel, of course, hid them under her seat. And she said to her father, I can't get up, derech noshimli. And now, Pasuk Lamed Vav. And this is amazing. The first time that we discover, Vayichar leYaakov, Vayarvav Bulavav. Yaakov finally, guess what? Becomes angry. What did I do? Where was I guilty? You examine all my possessions. What did you find? Next pasuk. For 20 years I was with you. I didn't take anything. I worked. The way Chazal say, the Rambam has a famous line on this pasuk. I was the best shomer you could find. I never, 24/7 I watch your flock. Kerach, during the frigid weather, the minus 40 degree Toronto wind chill, and during the heat, Zeli Asim Shana Beveisecha, I worked 14 years for your 2 daughters, 6 years in addition, and you deceived me and duped me so many times. So, isn't that amazing? That, is this real kas? No. What did Yaakov do? Ma pishi machatosi. And he gets to explain his position to Laban. Divrei piyusin. He basically is saying words of pius. By the way, it reminded me of a pasuk in Tanakh. I wrote that for myself. When Shaul HaMelech actually wanted to kill David, he tells Yonasan, Ma sisi machatosi le'avicha. David, that is. He tells Yonasan, his beloved friend, the son of Shaul HaMelech, what did I do? Ki mevakish es nafshi, that he wants to kill me. And Yaakov, in effect, also here, even though one would have expected, again, as I mentioned to you earlier, someone works with someone else for a period of 20 years, and then the guy pursues me, and, 20 years, and I don't react, I don't respond, I accept it with equanimity, and now, even here, there are different piyusim. It's an amazing thing. So that's what the Ramban exactly is coming from. That kind of contrast, that kind of backdrop. Suddenly, Rachel wants to have children. And what does Yaakov tell her? Hatachas Elokim Alechi. What am I, in place of God? What is it, my fault? It's your problem, not my problem. Pil employim. How Yaakov suddenly reacts. So that's what Chazal take Yaakov Avinu to task, but she's also taken to task as well for her, shall we say, reaction. Look at the next Ramban, Pasuk Beis. Okay, there was some. Yeah, go ahead. You wanted to say something? Yeah.
I was wondering how on earth it could have taken Lavan 3 days to realize, and then why is he so upset? If it takes you 3 days, clearly you don't care that much.
No, Lavdavka. Don't forget, we're talking about a man who has a massive homestead. And
3 days for that, his kids are gone?
It could.
Small party that left.
First of all, it's very possible he didn't have necessarily ongoing daily contact with Yaakov Avinu. We don't have to assume that there was ongoing contact. And I can understand the situation being that they were in such a massive area. Each one was doing their own thing, so to speak. And he obviously preoccupied the fellow with a lot of possessions. It doesn't trouble me so much. Yeah.
Just to add on to a little bit of Josh's question, I mean, like, nowadays when you look at it, grandparents don't really live next to their children. Their grandchildren live some, like, a distance away. So why would it matter where they live? They can always come back. Meaning, I'm saying, like, if Yaakov and his children...
the issues I mentioned the other day, Laban recognized the fact that his hatzlacha is due to Yaakov Avinu. He understands that very well. Laban has many different aspects to him. Yeah. On the one hand, he's conniving, he's a shyster, he's a shylock, he's deceptive, he's full of greed, full of avarice, he's full of skullduggery, correct. Mitzad Sheni, he understands that Yaakov Avinu has, shall we say, a certain kind of ruchnius to him, an attachment to Hashem Yisbarach. He does understand that, and he realizes that's the source of his atzlocha. He just wants to completely divest himself of, shall we say, of someone who really is probably responsible for his atzlocha. But let me just go on to Pasuk Beis over here. Vayichar af Yaakov, so the Ramban says further, Shein tfilas ha-tzadikim v'yodam she-tishma v'te'ano ha-kolponim. That Yaakov is telling her, what, you think that because I'm a tzaddik, automatically Hashem responds to my tfilas? It's like, I snap my finger, and Hashem responds. And but how does she speak? The way women speak. How do women speak? They know how to use their feminine wiles, correct? And basically what she threatened him, if you don't produce children, I'm as good as dead. I'm going to die. That's a, Ramban says, a feminine kind of approach. Harappa, because then he became angry. What, he's responsible for all barren women? He's able to somehow, shall we say, open up the open and close the faucet at will? That's not within his capacity. This is an unbelievable Ramban. So this is a Gemara in Yevamos. I assume you're probably familiar with it. The Gemara says in Yevamos that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Imahos Akaros? Why did he make them into barren? Why were they barren, the Imahos? So the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to listen to the Tfilos of the Imahos. So many, many years ago, one of the Balabatim asked me, what? He made them Akaros? So you should listen to their tfilos? And in English there's a term that's used to describe such people. I don't know if you know the term I'm referring to.
Sadist.
Correct. That's the term that he used.
What?
I don't want to say it publicly.
Can you say it publicly?
What is he, sadistic? Achman al-Litzad, the Almighty, Achman al-Litzad? He enjoys seeing other people in pain. Why? Because he wants to hear the tefillos. There's a Gemara about Basra in the first parak. If you remember, Penina, Chana, Shmuel, V'chiyasato tzoro tzo gam kas ba'avur har'imo ki sagar Hashem biyad bachma. Do you remember that? Beginning of Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph. That what happened? Who had children and who did not have children? Chana did not have children. Penina had children. And the pasuk says, what did she do, Penina? She used to taunt Chana. V'chiyasato tzoro tzo gam kas. But the pasuk says something striking. Ba'avur har'imo. Chazal said, the Gemara Baba Basra says, her kavana was Hashem Shamayim. What do you mean Hashem Shamayim? To taunt someone that doesn't have children? Chavana l'slan? Babu harima? And that's what the Ramban here seems to be referring to on this line, the last three lines. When the tzaddik is sore, she can't rely on the tefillah of her husband. Shomali spalla atzma. El shomea tzaka. What did she decide? She realized that whom is the best one to approach Hashem in tefillah? The individual himself who's suffering. And that Rashi quotes, by the way, in the context of Yishmael. Rashi also says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs of a chole, someone who's sick. Unquestionably, someone else should also daven for them. We also daven for someone who's sick, or someone who has a particular problem, or someone who's in need. But she realized, and that's apparently the same, that Chazal Gemara Bavas says that she was mechavim l'shem shamayim penina. But she was punished despite that, because there are approaches and there are approaches. Even though her kavanah was babur harima, to arouse Chana to daven, and that's exactly what happened. You remember the psukim there in Tanakh? What happened? Batispal Hashem ubachay tivkeh. She began to cry, and one of the most beautiful tefillahs in Tanakh that I assume everyone here in the second grade already memorized, as we had to. We had to memorize a lot of things when we were little children. One was the tefillah of Chana. Undoubtedly you had to do that. One was the Az Yashir, which we knew from davening. One was, of course, the Shir of Shiras Devera. But we had to memorize the Shiras Devera and compare the Shiras Devera in Tanakh in Shertim to the Shiras Devera that's found where? In Sefer Tehillim. And the distinction between them. Maybe we're third grade, fourth grade. What else did you do then? And other such, shall we say, such many passages in Tanakh that we have to memorize. So the Ramban seems to imply this Yisod, that she saw she can't be serving on Yaakov, and it could be that Yaakov Ad Rabba, the Kavona, was in effect doing this, so she should daven with all of her heart and soul, and by Yishmael Elohim. Do you lie, says the Ramban, I mean the last two lines, Adas of Asin, Yaakov Yevshah Shon Nispal, Adishav Ahuva, Ki Akari Elah, Shalom Niskabla Tfilasa, maybe his tefillah wasn't accepted. Uba'at Arachel Yisraelala, Leima Shitin Labanim, Al Kolpanim Bitfilasai, Kila Nefil Miyabu Shasakei, just like his father was able to have power through his tefillah and have children, he can also do it. Vayichap of Yamalak Yadav, Abiyadalok, Kim and Abiyadal, he doesn't control having children. Vyavim Nishma Tfilasa Shu Tzadik, Vasil Yasal Zeramu, he Ninam Yadav Pribatim in Akhanu. I don't know if you recall, you do recall. Mordechai Willing Shlita spoke in the yeshiva a few days ago, and one of the questions that was addressed to him, that he addressed, was the question of getting married and having children. And one of the responses that he proffered, put forth and articulated, was people think whenever we want we can have children. Children are obviously Yad Hashem completely. Everything is Yad Hashem. But there's Rabbeinu Bechaye who says it. Look, Rabbeinu Bechaye, next page. Hasacha selokim amenti. Al derech hapshat. V'chi bin kaima ani, she'i elikach, she'efker asakaras. What? I'm become Hashem is Baruch. I control who's having children. Halom avteach zeh, lo nimsa biyad shliach. There are three mavtechos biyad Hashem. The Gemara in Tanya is that Bezim and Aleph. Everyone here starts all these mesechtes, Megillah, Tainis, Makis, the Mexiumim and Papagayo Zahinaya. So the Gemara says in Tainis, Josh and Chazal, Shloshim Maptechas L'Nimsu V'Yad Shliach. There are three Maptechas weren't given to a Shliach. The Elohim, Maptech Shal Chayim, Maptech Shal Kshamim, Shal Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim, we don't control. Two, Kshamim, we don't control. Three, Maptech Shal Chayim, giving birth. Yalkein Omar, Sachas Elokim Anchi. V'chim Imkomo Ani, O Shlucho Ani, Sheitin Loch, Mashe Mona Mimech. And those, the way the Ramban presents it, we have a new perspective in terms of Yaakov Avinu. It's true Yaakov spoke to her in a harsh way, and Chazal took him to task for that. But underlying Yaakov Avinu's response, the kavanah of Yaakov was, number one, the Maftech is B'yad Hashem, I'm not in control of this. But number two, that ultimately, if you are misbalel, Hashem will respond to your tefillos. And that's the same. You saw that the Gemara has a Baba Basra with Chana and Penina. Even though Penina was punished, taken to task for the way she spoke to Chana, but her kavana was a Shem Shamayim, and so was the kavana of Yaakov Avinu. V'chi asata tzarosa gam kas ba'avur harima, in order to arouse her to David. And the person who davens and the person who ultimately comes to Hashem is Barach, so there's no question that person, Ribbono Shel Olam, will respond to them. I just want to share with you, I actually wrote it down for myself in the Maseiach Yesharim. I have to be a big fan of that sefer, Perek Yud Aleph, of Maseiach Yesharim, under the Midah of Nikiyos. He speaks about someone who is extremely careful never to get angry. That's quite a madrega that all of us halabai have to work on. I think I saw a story that Rabach Ber, the Kamenetz of Rosh Yeshiva, he preceded Rabbi Shiner by a number of generations. The Bich HaShmuel, he actually once saw a boy who put on a light before Abdullah. So he said, Ya'ivan and Rabbanon? Okay, you have to make Abdullah first. Kumti a patch. You deserve a patch. And so he gave him a nice little patch. But the patch was given calmly.
Not the rice patch.
That's correct. Ad Rabbanon patch. He gave him a patch with equanimity and with a certain composure, because someone who is in control of his midos, as Baruch Be'er was, and kas is a terrible thing. Not a good thing at all. I just wanted to make a few points about that. Kas b'chei k'silim yonuach, says Shlomo HaMelech. Kas resides where? B'chei k'silim, people who are fools. People have no control of themselves. Even the Gemara says that even to lift up your hand to hit someone, you call the Rasha. Hayadayim ide'esav. We know about that, unfortunately. Those Yadayim were exhibited in full force a week ago. Chmanu Litzlan. So kas is a midah that one has to try to control, one has to try to direct. It's true that the Rambam speaks about kas as having a place, let's say a Rebbe, can go ahead and get angry with his Talmidim. But the idea, of course, is to not just get angry, but obviously the idea is to hopefully sharpen their skills or somehow get them to learn in a more industrious kind of way, not be as lazy as they are, come to Sdorim, come to Davening, so Rebbe can get angry, has the right to get angry, the kas is a Shem Shamayim. But it should be a kas that's externally articulated, not something that's internalized, that becomes part of his very persona. Anyway, here we have a very beautiful Ramban, a very yisodistic Ramban, that Yaakov Avinu, his intentions were Hashem Shamayim, but even when one's intentions are Hashem Shamayim, one has to be extremely careful how one formulates it, how one articulates it. But his intention was to arouse her to daven on her own, because he realized his own tefillos are not being responded to. He's not the one who has the mapteach for having children. That's B'yad Hashem, it's in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the other two mapteachos of Geshem and the mapteach of Tchias HaMeisim. And therefore, in a similar way to Penina, who also was Mitzayer Chana, but he did L'Shem Shamayim, Yaakov Avinu, in a similar kind of fashion. So there are several lessons that I wanted to get across. One is the Koach HaTfilah of an individual who's in a state of stress. Number two, how careful one has to be to go ahead and respond to someone who's in stress or agony. The Gemara says, "Ein nanu nitfasa mashaom b'shas sara." Person, you can't hold them accountable for what he says during the time of Tzara. When a person's in Tzara, you say all kinds of things. So one has to be very sensitive to other people's sensibilities. The Gdol Yisrael that I was lucky to see in my lifetime were unbelievable. Especially one of them, I could comment on. I saw it many, many times. Hagoyin Marin Hagoyin Ha'avim Hagoyin Pam, who the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky called the Chavetz Chaim Shel Doreinu. Chavetz Chaim of our generation. Always Besimcha, and Rabbi Zalman Oerbach was also like that. Dali Yisrael, who had this enormous capacity to be sensitive to other people's sensibilities and always know the proper response and the proper way of speaking to people, especially those who are stressed out. And all of us are stressed out. We're stressed out all the time. Just a question of to what degree, except for one or two here, who are in total equanimity. But under most circumstances, many people have stress, different types of stress. And this is really a very significant Ramban in terms of how to deal with people who are in terrible stress or agony. Halavai, we should be zoche to become outstanding b'nei Torah, great Talmidei Chachamim, who know how to control our midos and direct them properly in different situations, different venues. B'dachi Noam, d'vachera d'achi Noam, v'chol m'sikosei Hashem. This is should put over here.
Heather or Shiva respond to that, Balabai, if you say that, we ask that question.
I mean, the one with the